That was the first we should have heard last week. And a general question, which is part of the question we should deal with, and this is the perception, view, the attitude, if you will, that the Shavuot generally. As we'll see, it's a mixed bag, depending on certain variables. We want to see the major occurs, and also where the most significant variables are. Let me just start. אף על פי שמותר להישאר על שבועה, כמו שביער מביאים בזה דופי. את הפלואה, עוד איריס והפלואה, עוד כמי נישהו. לדעת החוכר, פסח חרות ועולה בפסי שבועס, אני אספלין את זה מסתו, אני אומר, אתם מסתם לשבוע, אני אתם מידעת. כדאי ספיק ג'נרלי ולדעת את התורים, There is some question as to whether if you don't got the Shavuot. Given the severity of Shavuot, which we'll see later on, it's not applicable. And that issue comes up at one level in the Gemara in Shavuot, the Fafres, and in Dorot Fafres, and another level subsequently in the Gain in Chodesh Sidu. Passive is still the work of each one, sure. And run the game with us, run reservations about it. But Rambam, who apparently knew of that, and regarded it with this favor, that Shita, because he thought it wasn't properly halachic. It was Fumkat, but it wasn't halachic. Abish Vodach Shashu Koshavim, Evim was a dofi. Mishri Bodnok Fobadaval, Zer. Person feels uneasy about it, that's what a Mishnah and Shavua, in order to Shemitz Minut. It's a place where the Rambam was afraid certain Minhagim had, in full Minhagim, but had animal epicosis. Those were a Nida, that no Rambam got here, let us wait until the end of the Holy Meitayar, those you may need, yet, one of other places. After Pichain, who is there with the vows there? It's one of the Rambam says, if you think that the Amr Alakhi can't be done, that's Shemitz Minus. But if you think that it should be done wholesale, that's really a question of Yerushamayim. Maybe it's a key latil, maybe it's a mitzvah, or maybe it's a tzorach gadol. You can do it, you don't do it lightly and easily. טובה גדולה הוא לא אדם שלא יישבע כלל. That's the best thing. טובה גדולה, that is one. אם עבר ונשבע, יד ברוך נשבע שיצטר, ויעבור לשבעתו, שמשבע לרב לא ימיר, כדי עושה לא ימות לעולם. What's wrong with that purpose? Now, immediately, is we got the statement I quoted before. To back that up, Shul Shiva Klal. Now I'm going to speak of Nisil. It's good. I imagine you mean it's good spiritually, it's good religiously. It's a reflection of the celebrity of Shemayim. And probably also good practically, because one of the concerns we got to Tafloa is that a person who takes a neder shvuah and nizil, etc., will be nichshel. So the impetus initially may be a positive one, but the implementation may not be there. And there are entire sugis which deal with this issue. perhaps the most representative, Sugin Dorim, Tess, שאם אדם הזה הוא מחובר לשבועה, כי זה הקשיר לא מכלום, כי בבתם נודע בגזיר וקורבן. The person says that what's that about flood? It's a kind of nether shvua. Like the shoyim do. That's the model, that's the pattern. So that would be effective in having chlis whether it's Nazir, Kol Meshvur. He says, he did like Sheirim, Ramaklu, Sheirim and Anmeidu. And also, which follows the whole block, which deals with this. Here it's sharpest. I mentioned last time, Sukim Kalis. Open the door for the Machlis Rebbeir of Yudha. It was a really cool, maybe they forgot the first time, but I quote it. Toshu Tushi Rosh Tishalim. What is it? What about the possibility of the Tita and Tishalim? What does that stand? Mishni here, well, Suya doesn't need, Suya is with the Dorim in this context. Mishni mentioned Shavua as well. And the implication is, that Shavuot too is any business for Shavuot and for Shavuot. Chazal different cares for this. Moshe is frequently quoted Yerushalmi in the Dorim, the Paraktes. So when came one of the Talim and the Meroim, and he said he was Neidel, and the question put to him was, Zayach Moshe Asr Chotera? Is that enough for you what the Tera Asr, you have to put something on top of that. What the thrust of that is not totally clear. And there are two primary possibilities. One is the possibility of the person being Yichshul. And the world of Afloya is one which is taken very seriously. So at one level it's a love of God, a loving. But particularly the Shavuos, we'll see what he got in the Dorim. The gravity of the Easter is very great. That's one possibility. The other is the kind of sort of hubris which is assumed by a person who writes the Dalai. To the Beisham's tale, and he improved upon it. What's there is enough for you. Maybe a third element, not the possibility of being nichshul, simply the diversion of time, effort, energy, resources, to take care of all these complementary and incremental commitments, which inevitably means that you've had less time and effort for those you tell was needed. But in any event, what's clear from these Mekiris, it's best not to engage in Dalai Shavuos. So that's formula turns to straight Issa. In Chazal, my Maimorim, which are on the border between Aloch and Agode, Kamidi Kilabon of Boma, Chalamikaime, Kilikibon of Kolm, where the Dovda from Beis. Boma, of course, is very similar to the Dovda in this respect. In the case of Bama, like the case of Nedarim, that's why the Gemara is the gift of the Kilu, there's Allah killing it as well. Isra Bama is just a, from a certain point of view, and Isra to restrict excessive Fumkai. Rashi says it should be one Mizbech, and that's it. He wants to have Mizbech in his backyard, and he wants to be back in the Korban, to the Benishlet. but not the sufficient one. That's the problem of Brahma. And that's very difficult, an impulse is very difficult to restrain. And we learn, say, from Elohim, we read all the time, even if you have Elohim Tzadikim, us and Hashem, whatever the case may be, they did a wonderful job, we brought the Bach's people to Tshuva, back up a mortal soul, and people still have a cattle bone. The Dharma is similar in that respect, but instead of that, the Brahma, well, of course, the Surim is Surim in the Shkit is Surim in the Haloi. But the need to restrain and to focus was very Hashem, and to be with Hashem as He wants, not as soon as you want, that's the common denominator to the word, and the total was a bummer. But if we deal with the Dharma and Bhama, there is some range, some flexibility. We can see that at the end of the Ksenadorim, Rambam, Mishneh Novos says that the Dorim is certainly precious. Help for precious. So Rabbi Tiyan Vichs Nadorim said, Mishneh Adan Adarim Elechonen Deotav Deotav and Rambam is not his philosophy, but his sabbath, his gracious, midas. Because this is all about Zachar. Chonen deotav ulo stakin ma'asav ha'ezariz mishubach. Keitzad? Misho ezolei, he's a fresher. Basar lova basar shana o shtayim. Misho ezolei b'yayin v'asar yayin al asmos ma'am rubeh. O asar ha'shikud l'olam. Che misho erodev shalmonim v'nifal l'hon. Zaman nikwa basar l'atzma matanot v'anayad ha'shem din azor. Okay, Mishia Mitnebi of Yovin and Abin Azir is narcissistic, the story of the Bible, Abtel Shiva Sadik, so someone who saw his image reflecting the water, the story of Narcissus. Okay, Mishia Mitnebi of Yovin and Abin Azir, Yetzed Ure Eilu, Kulan Derech Avodal Hashem Heim, Vendarim Eilu Yetzed Ben Amu Chachamim, Vendarim Sagli Prishut. Key term is Derech Avoda. It's the natural Avedis Hashem. We're positively motivated and scrupulously observed. But then, as in the last halacha of the Shavuos, I'm expressed with some kind of ambivalence. Where previously, can be matir, but it's going to matir. Best not to say shuvah together. Here he, having said what he said, Chav Gimel, he qualifies in a sense, v'abi shein avodah, it's part of Eretz Hashem, v'yaber adam benidrei isur, v'yagil atzmo b'hem, and he froosh midvarim shiru lifroosh b'hem, v'lo nedah. We have a Roshana, which we maybe call some of the spirit. But the story that he didn't say, they quote the Gemara. Amu Chachamim Kuranadir Kir Barabama. Mavar Venadar Mitzvah Nisher Nidro Yishrei Bechshal Fanav. And here's the distinction between the Dorim and Shavuos. About the Shavuos, the Rambam says that if you were Nishba, only the Tzavit Gadol should be Nishal. The Dorim, the Gemara, it's best to be Nishal. But here the Rambam says, why? Because the problem is Mikshal. Yeshve Mikshal Fana. Shavuos, the weight and the gravity of Shavuos, the phenomenon is such, and even when there's a concern also of Nikshul, And a person should be nichshel, it's much worse than being about the neder. Nonetheless, only in special circumstances. And then he says at the end, Memedoy Memorim, Vinitre Isar, Vinitre Ekdesh, Mitzvah Lekaman, Vinishalim, Udochak, Shvendayal Sheva Shalim. This, so anybody who's not familiar with it, the Rambam, the first book of Nedarim, surveys the world of Nedarim generally, and he says the two main tracks, the Yisr, you ask something upon yourself, or you ask your property upon others, and Nidre Ekdish, you give something to Ekdish. And there's a variety, Achel Chomes Nidre Ekdish, the Dor Ben Kabayis, the straight Nidre Ekdish, Nozir, somewhere in the rim, in the range, the east of the Ekdish. But the Ekdish Ram says those who should not be Nishul. I never understand. In order to, I just quote now, what you have is Chazal's advice and the direction, not straight Yisurim. He says, Asal Bineidah, he said, best not to do it, except some of the Gat Shavuot. And the Gat Shavuot, as the Stuvak Dolai Shal Yidom Shal Yidom Shal Yidom Shal Yidom Shal Yidom, but not beyond that. Is there an Yisr making want the Shavuot? Here, as I was indicated, it does not seem to be stated. Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Zayin was Chazal Shvot Shveya the Pasuk who Amru and Chazal Seir the Pasuk Shvot Shveya Amot Ray Shveya Bishmo Amot Ral Tishveya. I'll explain it still Omar Rosh HaShvua Shein Tzirich Eleha Masir Mimena V'Mitzvat Lo Tase Kein HaShvua Beit HaTzorech Yotzaba V'Mitzvat Ase. Moshe Shua Shei Tzichu Lemasir Mimena Yimitzvat Lo Tase Kien Shua Yitzarech Yitzaba Yitzar Yisei. And the next way of Shua Ram says Zisalav Ein Tzichu Lem. Let's specify what the Lav is. Because in the Lav Latis Shoshu Yichal Hashem. You don't need it. Is that including Letisa though? So here we have to take note of the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Melech Shem assumed that the Bavli is the very red and that is the Yerushalmi. Then look for a moment the Mishnah Kuf Tes. איזה ישועת שווא, שווה לשנות הידוע לאדם. אמר על עמוד של אבן שהוא שזהב, איזשהו אישה ולאישה שאיש, ושווה דבר שאי אפשר לו, ראיתי כבר מפריח באוויר, וראיתי לך שקראתי את הבד. אמר לדין בו, ועידו לו, אני שבאת את המצווה, של עשרת סוכר, של עשרת עולם, של עשרת פיל, זה שהוא עכשיו. תוקע שהוא עכשיו. Remember, I mentioned last time, distinction between Shua Shava and Shua Lehaba. Shua Lehaba is a statement you make with regard to a certain fact, existing fact, a past fact. It's not until the element of commitment. You don't have yourself to anything, you don't ask yourself to anything. My statement, rain yesterday, didn't rain yesterday. Well, we've got the present. It's the gold, it's the silver. What the Mishnah says over here is that the Mishnah Shav, we've got the either. First example of the Mishnah, Eben Shuzah, Mishnah Isha, Isha Ish. These are Shul Shavah, which includes the Sedah over there. But the mitzvah is Shua Laba. That's the Shav of Laba. The Shav of Laba could take one of two forms. One is Vadas mitzvah. The other is something which is impossible. But it says he's going to cross the Atlantic Ocean barefoot. So it's sharp. It's conceivable that one can speak of only one category. Except that the mitzvah is also the Moshe Yevsha. Whether it's Yevsha physically, Yevsha halachically, it's only Yevsha. However, the Rambam, you'll see in a moment, it clarifies it into two different categories. I mean, subdivides Shua Shav. It's four subdivisions. Vadas HaMitzvah, Dov Sheyevsho, and L'shan Seyedul Adam. That's what you have in this Mishnah. Well, if you look at the Rambam proper, first part which I've heard you, is the fourth category. Shvat Shav, which is Plagat Al Kadalad, Nechleket Abba Chal Machlokot. And then he goes on. First is Amishne, Isha Sheish, Ishu Isha, Isha Ishu Zav, Ishu Zav, Ishu Zav. Then he has the second category, and then the third category of Abba Chal Mitzvah, the fourth is the Rosh Hashem Bo Kog. The second one is the inverse of what we have in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we have someone that swears by the Dual Adam, but the Shanais. What if it's not the Shanais, but the contrary to a verb? Takes a piece of stone, he says, this is stone. But in Nishba, today is Wednesday night. That Ram says in Halachah, Hashniya, Shishba, the way you do a shame was a fake ladam, she came. Shishba, the Shemaim, she was Shemaim, but I'm in Shuevan, but Shnaim, she was Shnaim, what you say was there. Shazer, the var, Embo, Safek, Ladam, Shalem, that it's a deca, the Rav Yishvua. So justification was a Shvua. It's totally unnecessary. Everybody knows that. Now, of course, the implicit premise, maybe it's more than implicit, is that Shua requires justification, requires a need. So if you argue with someone and you want to make a point, so they Shua, there's need to try to convince him. Or even if it's not a question of an argument, and you want to affirm something with a certain intensity, a certain depth. So that's the need. and a need which justify, not perhaps ideally so, but we justify Shavua. But you do not. This is a bit in the Bavli. The Bavli doesn't appear. I've apparently thought that the Bavli doesn't say Fakel, that the principle of the Yerushalmi, that you have the Shavua be something with Tzadikah Dori Shavua, is required. But coming back to the questions to Lesisa, is there Lesisa in this or not? So, in light of the Ram over here, the answer is that there is, unless there is some need. All right, so maybe Machlokes Rashi and Bavli is at this point, or to assume, we read, as I said before, the Rashi imposed the superposed Rashi and Bavli, and accept the Rambam to the form. Well, it's been a very interesting point, connection with this category. Take the pasuk shesas adibris. Od tzeh shoshkiro lashav. Ki ro yinakei ha'shem et asher yisa et shmo lashav. Az what's lashav? Francis here, he's shown the shop is in the passage twice. So you got a shav, and it's the end of shav. Francis said, reads, he's shown a shekel, and a guma come out to take now. As a shua shav, he's about to shut out at a yodua. A mucha zahav, etc. Again, parentheses, a sheni, the shown. Magan Kitagumo, Zenshbel Chinamul Evel, Ashreit Seitz Aleven Evel. So Rashi, and the Prince is apparently clearly belong there, says the two kinds of Lashav. One, the Lashav of the Bavli, the Mishneh, Eitz Eitz Aleven Evel. And secondly, firstly, the Lashav of the Yerushalmi. The Shav of the Bavli, Eitz Shuev and Evin Shuveitz. The Shav of the Yerushalmi, Eitz Eitz Evin Evin. I should refer you to Unkelus. What's the Unkelus? The same way the Shav appears twice in the Pasuk. Unkelus translates as follows. V'teimei yad shmod Hashem alakoch lemagono. Zaki Hashem Yat Yimei Lishma Lashikra. First, Lashur turns to the Magone, unnecessarily. The Magan Shavi. The doctor who treats you for nothing is worth nothing. It's a Gemara. So the first Lashur is the Magone, unnecessarily. Second Lashur, Lashikra. Why? Same word, first verse, not possible. Why should you differentiate? Well, the very interesting order is Teresemis. The mother in Yume discusses the distinction between Kalis and Chamures. The guy to price of tshuva, suspension on shim, four levels of kapara. So it says kalos in one level, chamuris in another level. What a kalos, what a chamuris. So, it says the machlis thing, one end of the Gemara is Kalis is only Yisrasei. Chamuris is every lav. Lav is more common than Asei. And that's a separate question, it's all right. Relation to Lavin and Asei. Another thing in the Gemara is the Lavin also, straight lav, not Lavin, just a Lavin to Asei. If a lav was just Malkis, they're also Kalis. Chamuris is only Chayvi Krisis, or maybe Chayvi Sevesne Rab. Plus one exception, Lesisa. Lesisa belongs to one of the Chamuris. Rambam in the Cheshuva, which of course didn't matter. Meine Kraut war eine Chemurot, aber gab auch ein Beis. Chemurot ist Chemurot, ist der Beidino Koreit. Schwarz Schau beschecker, Afal Pi, שאין בן Koreit, הרי מן החמורות. Schau mit der Lota Asse, mit der Tasse, שאין בן Koreit, im Akalot. Why is the sister of the Chemurot? Because the Pasta, Klein, Akashi, see the mother of this one off later on. Rambam in Perek Yudbeis Chishvus explains Af al pi shem lokeh nishvar hashav ul hashem ken chol bezo valo Af mish lokeh nishvar hashav ul hashem ken nishvar shuat eidut shuat pikadon Malkis, baby Korban, ein mitkaper l'navon ha'shvua kulo, shenemar lo yinakeh Hashem, ein lezeh nikiyom din shemayim, ad sheyitpareh bimenu al Hashem hagadol shechilel, shemechilat Hashem elokeich ani Hashem, ulefi kach tzrich adam nizeh me'avon zeh etzem kol averot, avon zeh melech hamorot u'shvua l'chot tshuva, af al pi shem bo lo krev lo mitat beitim. יש בחילול השם המקודש שגדול מכל ההבנות. זאת אומרת, יש ספי של חמו וינקל. זה עושה את זה מאוד. אונק לסוד הסטינג שלי. זה לשוב, אם נשמע איזשהו אבן, לשוב נשמע איזשהו עץ. אבל זה דווקא זה לשוב. In one case, you've taken שם השם, harnessed it to blatant lies, planted in the world of falsehood, and Chil Hashem Gadol Mizeh. The other case, you bandy about Shem Shemayim a little too loosely. Chadash Kodesh, the sense of Meira, we read in this week's Parsha, Yira Shem Hashem Gadol Mizeh, we should go together with Shem Shemayim, that you don't have. Say that, that's not shame. It's not associated with Shekhar. It's Mele of Seder Unkel's thought. Special Chumre of Letisa. It's been Chamurais. That's the Letisa for the Mishnah of Chotes. H.U.E.V.N. Shikre. Shikre is Letisa, Leinaki. H.U.E.V.N. It's an Aver like all Averus. So whatever punishment we get, we'll get. The Chumah Vertisa isn't there. In any event, the Halach of Rambam is clear, it's in line with the Yerushalmi, that Shvua requires a justification. Without justification, you shouldn't be swearing. And not just you shouldn't be in terms of Fumkai, but you shouldn't be, it's an Issa. That's the kind of Shav. The thing is, the Rav moderated this somewhat. Like Unkelis, I don't know if he would impose this on the Rambam, but Unkelis moderated this. It's not about the Chamuris. I get the impression that I'm not making a distinction this way. That's what Rambam says over there as well in Sefer HaMitzvot. Unless he's over the question of what constitutes a need. And it's a critical question, what justifies a shvua? And of course, we can distinguish with different levels. The chatchila should be nishva. The eved would be better if you would not be nishva. But you're not even nisa. That's the Rambam with the shvua. The tevek daily, you don't shvua nishva klal. That's the tevek daily. Certain purposes which are sufficiently positive, we'll see it later. Now, Bokef, there's room to be Nishva. It's a pasuk. Sukim, both in Maschal and Nekir. Shunt your tira, we've got all the Shunt Yishuvaya, the Boski Vestanan. Akev is an additional element which is introduced, which we'll get to later on. Here between Aveda and Shvua, the Avodat Dveikus is interposed. About Sukkot, the Shvua Teshuvaya is there. What she says, the Shvua Teshuvaya to be taken. Part of the Levi Gemara in Tamura, part of the five reasons, never should assume it's a lot of a clause. There's no necessity to be Shvua under no circumstances. But Shvua Teshuvaya means if you're going to swear, then the standard of veracity, or the statement, true standard which you apply, has to be Shem Hashem. A person swears by the name of some Greek Norse deity. That's a very serious matter. Purchase and Avodah Zarah. So other parts of Shem and Mechem is a skill. Which you think with God to Shavua. So that's what all Shavua to Shavua is not a mitzvah. In many circumstances. It's not a mitzvah that had, but it's a nisa. This one who will shame him. Ravid in a saga on the list of mitzvahs that I'm asked to begin with the Torah. All this. This is something in two variants. And they're both in the Raibin. The Rambam says the mitzvah shor, bishmo shor, bishmo teshuvah. Positive mitzvah, we'll see in Moldova. The Raibin says, in Amin Aminyan, chlas tapol Aminyan mitzvahs. The Bala Asir, shlo yishuvah be'il achem. Ulai Amar Zer, the Rambam v'chlal Aseh Aseh. Perhaps what the Rambam means, the shor bishmo, not as they cue my mitzvah being Nishma Nishmai, tell you there is no Nishma at all. What that means is, as Lama Chalala says before, that not anything else. But this conjecture on the Ivan part, what the intent of the Rambam was, we dropped the dark a little bit, without used to say what the mitzvah is saying. They say, well, mitzvah is, that's not what he intended. Of course, I've been patient and waited until I got the Cheshvuas, and discovered that in Mishnah Torah as well. But when he wrote this Hasagah, then he thought it's possible, Abba Chalasei, because that was in line with the Rebbe's understanding. So that's one possibility, that the pasuk does not relate at all to the possibility of Shvuah b'shem Hashem. It relates indirectly to Shvuah b'shem in the name of any other entity, whether it's some other deity or anything else. That's all it talks about. The more modern position was taken by some machining, who assumed that Bishmoti Shaveya could have a positive quality, but it could relate to Shua Shem Hashem as a heter. Another question, heter for it, it's Muto. Was heter for whom? This is what the Ramban quotes. Well, the Sefer Mitzvot and Pirush HaTorah. It says over there, Mishmot Yishuvei, no mitzvah shishuvah. I'm not saying that שלא תלכו אחריהם בדבר מכל אלו, שלא תראו מהם ולא תעבדו אותם ולא תשארו בשמם. It's a lot of drive that I just got before. However, the Ramban plays the Mishnah Shuvah in the context of the following pasuk. לא תראו אלים אחרים, לא למה שלא תלכם, שזה נצרה ולזורר, שמות ישווה איזה פרילות לבן. If however the Rambam would have looked and placed it in the context of the pasuk with which it itself appears, then the Chui would see it differently. I think you're Tirava, Totavor, Shvot Yishuveya, Meira, Aveda, these are all very positive elements, central to the world of Yerushalayim, Aveda, Hashem, Kima, Mitzvahs. So Chui Shvot Yishuveya belongs somewhere in there. That's number one problem with that is the Rambam's understanding. Secondly, the Gemara in Tumura, which the Rambam refers, Rashi Tumura, the short Mishwat Abed Shari, who is Shmot Yishwat Machon Lomali, Yan Shwat Adayanid, and after Mishwat Shoti Mishneem, Nevi Yan Shwat Alme, the Shari, Yan Shwat Mitzvah, and after him, what it Bakun, and Yan Shwat the Chol. This is the Gemara Tumura which he quotes, the Gemara Tumura is simply a heter. If you instead of that vein, so the pasuk also has to be split in terms of its thrust and tone. First of all, the pasuk is not much optional. Tira, tabe. The last part said, you want to see why they're sure, you're sure. Then what follows, and perhaps the more Tumush was in the same vein, is an understanding of a heter of sorts, but in line with Tiran Tavay. Wait a minute, Tanchume. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Lo tiv svurin, shuvta lechem yeshuva bishmi, afilu be'emet. אין אתם ראשים ישובה בשמי, נהנים לך כל המידות הללו, את אשר הולכי הרתירה, שתהיה כאותן שנקראו יראי השם מלכי הרקים, אברהם, יוסף, איוב, אותו תעבוד, שאתם מפנה את עצמך לתורה ולמצוות, לא יהיה לך עבודה אחרת, then you can be דמי נשמע. תכך נאותו תעבוד לא תדבק. נסכים לרבית. זה שוב בוא תדבק במיוחד בזאת אלו, את הראשי לי שווה, אם לא אביא את הראשי לי שווה, עד כאן לשאול הגדה הזאת, זה תנחומה. והנה פירוש שכתוב לדעתם, בשבות ישועי רשות, שתהיה לנו להישבע בשמו דרך הכבוד. כאילו מה, אתה שוב להיות תירה? זאת אומרת, אבל בשמו תישבע ולא תירה מזה. מפני ששמה היתר הזה אחר יראה בעבודה, תרשו שאין יותר מורה מזה, שאין יותר לשבוע אלא לאחר כל המידות הללו, או יאמר, זה סיסמום של הרמב"ן, שצלב צריכים לברוק את הנתתו. עוד סרט, תלכו ב... איזה זה, בשבועות יישוביה, אני לא הייתה לגמר את תמורה. Was the more tomorrow seems to be blanket at though. That limited people special virtue. The Kuri says no, only if you're at a high level of Yoshimai. Why the distinction? So I think there are two possibilities. One is if you saw VPs that got in a dog. You deal with an area which is flexible. So much matters about the motivation, the input, that which drives the shvua and the desire to be nishva. What impels you? And that may also reflect on the quality of the shvua. To what extent do we make a shvua in circumstances which warrant it, the Tzeh Gadol, which the Rambam speaks, or abandoned by the Shvui, I'm arguing with someone about some frivolous point, you throw in a Shvui. But at any rate, there's a distinction here between those who are special Madregas or not. Or it may be that this is not a question of trusting the Nishpa. But the Shvua will emerge both in light of its substance and content and with an eye to its motive force. But simply, Nishvah David Ben Ishmael was a privilege, prerogative. Not for everyone. If you get to school, if you wanted to be a schooler, Moira and Avoida, and our man sets a high standard here. Avoida he has in mind, it's not genital Avoida, but you have no other interest in life, that's all you do. Then you have earned the right to use Kessel Ben Shlomo's name. It's both a question of trust and the question of privilege. That's the Targat Tanchuma. Now whether the Targat Tanchuma, those Yechidei Segula, Shmot Yishuvei is a good thing, that is not absolutely clear in the Ramban. The Ramban could be read, or Tanchum could be read to the Ramban, if you are such a one-year schooler, so you can be trusted to be Nishba, and you have the right to be Nishba. But whether then, if you're such a person, it's good for you to be Nishba, that we don't have you. At one point, Rabban seems to indicate that he thinks that is not the case. Rabban can't distinguish the first part of the pasuk with the latter. It's Shulke Retiro. Use the Shemayim easily bandied about is the essence of a lack of Moira. The Mishnah Shemayim of Atala, the Gemara says at one point, Shulke Retiro. The element, the pasuk which we read in this week's parasha, which the Matmur deals with, very harsh terms, לא תשמור לעשות כל דברי התורה הזאת ובספר הזה, ליראה את השם הנכבד והנורא הזה, את השם הלוקח, ויפלא השם את מכרותך, ואת מכות זרעך, מכרות דור ונאמנות, חולים רעים ונאמנים. נדמה טוקס בת פסבורתי, ימים השישון, ותולה, שהוא ישר. רק אם יראה את השם הנכבד והנורא, את השם זכויה בזנורא. Manzum says, what the Pasuk is saying is, this is for the ordinary individual. But if you're one of these people that describe God, Bissalolu, then a shokir a tira. Now it's then the fact that normally the fact that you are nishba is a reflection of a lack of tira, you'll be allowed to do it. Now, if I come back to this, why are you allowed to do it, but to explain what I said just before. If it was in your case, when I referred to lack of meira, or you are allowed a certain measure of familiarity with Mahmoud, if you are money kid school. And you, of course, we deal with much more general question, which is fundamental in terms of overall Ashkofer. From Chenya Magil, Benim Schasif Neobiv, who has a right to speak freely with Ben Shleilam, has to maintain distance. Perhaps the human condition is such that everyone has to maintain a distance. And what the Mishnah says over there, if you weren't kind of magu, it would be great to need on you. What you're doing is improper. You're familiar with the Bereshit of demanding. That's some of the Sisha Rabbein, of course. Would. And by that, at one point the Ramban says, אחרי שכתוב לדעתם בשבועות ישבי רשות שיצילו לנו להישבע בשמו על דרך הכבוד, כי לומר את השם זה תירה, אבל בשמו תישבע ולא תירה מזה. נתן רמב"ן גוזן, או יאמר, את שם תירה ותהיה דירתו גדולה על פניך, עד שתהיה שמו לך לשבועה, גם ברצונך חיים כל דבר תשווה בשמו לא הרב ולא תמיר ויהיה פירוטות עבוד ודעתם שייתם וכולי תהיה ולכנוי למשרי לפני הגולב תמיד ששמר את רבו עיקר ורצוחי עצמו הרוי עד שבו מזה מה שעבור כל יותר של שמיים פירוץ לגופו לשם עבודת הכלים The last instead of Ramban is that part of it, not the balance or even though it's against Meira, but this you should be, live a life of Meira to such an extent that Shavua will come forth naturally as part of the apparatus that you have for verification, for telling truth, communicating truth. And that really, of course, becomes a positive thing and still may be viewed as Rambam used it elsewhere, as being for an elite, for that elite, because there will be possible. So we have a whole range, but to do Shavuot Teshuvah as a positive thing, ordinarily, that was never going to be so clear. This issue comes up in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is Ramban speaking. Based on Gemara and Tmura, even Beit HaTzorech, Avroshuti Biyodeinu, Im Tnaim Rabim, הכתוב הזה זו פסקי לא מצווה לרשות. שלא כדברי הרב. זה סטנדינג סטייטמנט. אז אתה מסתכל בכתוב הזה, הוא פוסק לסדת רשות, זה המצווה לרשות. תראה, תארי. So that Rama doesn't take note. He takes note of the addendum that you have in the Pasuk in Ekev. So the previous the Pasuk in Ekev, Vekus comes in too. So Rama says, V'chei Mivos Tidbak, I know you did ask Moshe Shomad in the word of Amidich HaChemim, which is what the Rambam explains it. And you realize, I'm explaining what is the way Sikva. So the Sifri, Chazal said in many places, Hashem Shikha Talechu, can you go after Eishach Leish? The way Sikva, can you go after Rav Shechina? So he says, the more dead the Ksubis, that you should do a Shidduch with Beth Tavit Chachamim, Zayin Tavit Chachamim, live in their company, be identified with them, associate with them. For whatever reason. And just to mention in passing, since this comes up here, Rambam relates to that about the wasted book. What I find surprising is that the Rambam relates to that about the wasted book. What I find surprising is that the Rambam relates to that אפשר לאדם מטפק לשכינה, לקחנו חכמים, פירוש מצווה זו, דבר חכמים תמידיהם, לפיכר זכר אדם משתה, שיסבא תמיד חכם, יסי ביטול תמיד חכם, ולחוב משתה תמידי חכמים, לעשות פרקבטיות ובזה תמידי חכמים, ולהתחבר להם בכל מיני של חיבור שלא דווקא בו. But I find worthy of note and surprising in the Rambam is the reason that he gives. According to the Gemara in Ksubis, my understanding is were it possible to benikva b'shechina, benikva b'shechina. But it's impossible. And it's audacious. The substitute is yidachom etamidehem. If one were in a position to benikva b'shechina, the way Sidbok, would it be pedagogical point of view, in order to learn something from the Ben Shleim. Tveikus in the Ben Shleim is an ultimate idea in its own right. Not because through the Tveikus you learn A, B, C, D, your lessons in spirituality, morality, whatever it is. I would have thought, I do think, Mitzvah Tavidah Chavit Habitayim is the value and the worth of the association itself, not because of the lessons that are learned from them. But this is just a parenthetical remark. Coming back to the Ramban, unlike the Rambam's understanding, the Rosh Sidbok is associated from Shavua, Rosh Sidbok, and Shavua, there are four different goals prescribed in Pasuk in Ekev, three in the Pasuk in Vayis Chana. But here I like, says the Ramban, this he doesn't say it's Pirush HaTeva. But here I like, כי הכתוב הזה ובו תדבק מצווה שנשווה בשמור קיימת אותה ותברך ולזים אל העבירות. אמר את השם ותראה בכל עניין יראה בפחד שלא תזכר שמור לבטלה. That's number one. Oto ta'avod, asiyat ha-mitzvot, that's number two. And mitzvot for him is general. Unlike the Ibn Ezra says that Tira is Lavin and David is Esther. Uvo tidbak, she tadbik nafshecha al mitzvotav al avodato, v'zeresh ota ela b'shvuot, v'yisarim, keim chefzo. יש רשימה בשבוע רשות גם כל דבר. Then he says the Vekus of Shtam speaks to Mike Subis, it's another pasuk that's what I want to talk about. According to the Ramban, there's a link here between Tidbok, Vais Tidbok, and Shvuel. And here he splits the Vaitish Shavuot into two. I read this a couple of lines again. Vot Tidbok, Shetadbik Nafshechal Mitzvotav El Avodato, Utazerez Ota Elav, the Avodah be directed to Hashem, Shvuot V'Yisarim, Shvuot V'Yisurim, Shvuot V'Nedarim, as instruments, as implements, in order to approach the Ben Shalem and bring you up very closer to him. The Kehem Chepsot. Secondly, the Yetzir Shiva Mishvah Rishud, Kehem Kol Dabar. You have a right, you want to make a Shvot, go ahead and do it. Here, the Ramban, I'm not sure what the Kehem Kol Dabar means even without any motive. Any rationalization, justification, or the kind of Kol Dabar means with this some justification. Before, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, as in Spiritual Taylor, he quotes what I quote for the Benem Tanchuma. You need to be a special kind of person, etc., etc. But bear in mind, the Ramban in Spiritual Taylor. Forgets that the Chum quotes the Gemara in Tumuri. And he says, the Gemara in Tumuri, you can swear whatever you please, whatever you want. So the shoes to me. The element of vagueness that I must speak of over here is one which, of course, is important to bear in mind in general, and which the Ramban, particularly in various contexts, stressed. And this is that we need to pay attention, not to what we do, but how we do. The Ramban in particular, at this point, and the Rambam, the Ram Council, Odom Cholavavchem, was tefillah, about these tefillahs on Midrabanon. He says, El Vadai, this is in Mitzvah. תהיה כל עבודתנו לכן יתעלה בכל עבובינו. כלומר, בכוונה רצויה שלמה לשמור, ואין יהוא רע, לא שנעשה המצווה בלא כוונה ועל הספק, אולי יש בהם תועלת. כי עניין ואהבת השם אלוקיך ובכל נפשך ובעבודתך, שמצווה היא לעבוד השם בכל לב ולב, שיסתכם באהבתו, ונפשי בממוננו. כל הרמב"ן תעשה במסעשי, which doesn't require you to do any additional mitzvah, any additional ma'aseh. But a qualitative aspect, what kind of attitude, what kind of mindset, what kind of spirit, you have to bring to all mitzvahs. Something the same as your basic book over here, you work yourself into a state. תביק נפשך בצדה ועבותו ותזרז את העולם בשבוע ויסרים commitment is of such depth and intensity that you are driven to שבוע יסר ניסורי. So I have a range of views here as reflected in Ramban. Ramban will see in a moment. There are issues here which of course are questions of halachic questions of Ashkofet, questions of Pashanut. I mentioned previously, at some points the Ramban pulls Shvet Shvet to the next pasuk of Eliv Achayim. The face of it, Chushu Boi, that is pasuk of Tavir and Yire. And the question of how you fit Shveya, whether it's a Shus, whether it's Chiv, whether it's Nisa, and can you split it into two different components? All these questions have to be pashut. And what we've seen so far is the Talmud of Yud and Shenim, other than the Rambam. The Rambam sets down a general principle and then proceeds to try to flesh it out. The general principle based on his understanding of the pasuk is Ushmoti Shaveya is a positive mitzvah. The Rambam reads the pasuk in the Ushmoti Shaveya contextually, just as Shaki Otira is a chiyuv and a very prominent one. Vayis Yisav Adaras Kham Berchama. As the Rambam thinks of his seed book, it's also a great spiritual ideal, implemented indirectly, but it's a way of trying to bring a person close to Baruch Shemayim, like as Yishmei Tishuveya. But the Rambam has to flesh out in two respects. Number one, to modify. That was an encounter, possibly they wanted to move it. Instead of an encounter to the whole relationship, it's how a person should relate to the Baruch Shalom, is not understood. I've understood very much you have to maintain the element of Meira, as opposed to Yastahave, sense of distance. Transcendental, very much in our minds, as opposed to the imminent. So, the one end, and this qualification we saw already before, has to be a tzorech, otherwise, you're going to follow the problem for a shot. On the other hand, the flip side of that is, if there is a tzorech, then for the rabbi, it comes not a reshus, not an option, not a possibility. Does a mandate. But a mandate is not being mandatory. If you saw the Shulabi Shmoy, you still came to Vavad Dvarim, or like Krishan. Ki bazeh tiyah gdula v'akvod v'ailui. Uva boi itbarach v'shmo tishavaya, v'hu gamru, amra Torah yishavah b'shmo, amra Torah la tishavah. So lomar, par kukhol before, kmo shishwa shayin tzirich alayah, masir mena, it's a lot of what is the dialogue of Chuashov in light of the Yerushalmi, Keresh Rabbi Tzorech, Yod Saba. You can't do mitzvah. We mitzvah to say. The Ram, of course, has a job flushing out on this side. What is the Tzorech? That is going to be sought in two ways. Either tzorech, defined in halachic terms, is the value of Avodas Hashem, but tzorech, defined, if you will, in ordinary human terms. The person thinks it's going to help a chayla, it's going to advance some cause, it's going to chesed, whatever. Practically speaking, one of the areas in which that becomes a positive mitzvah. The very end, the Rambam sends you the one Tmura El Sinatorium. Ha'u itra Tmura, v'nai shishmer keim ha'mitzvah dichtiv v'shmo tishoveya. That Rambam has in the Cheshvus. Thank you, Aleph. Mutar l'dam yishuvah l'mitzvah l'asotra k'rezrez et atzmo. Abishu Shwale Mel Sinai, Natürlich ich bin es Halacha, weil ich nicht mehr mehr Sinai, kriegst es die Schwur, so Schwur und Tafel der. That works in two directions, nicht mehr warte, es ist ein Mitzvah, cannot contravene that which was accepted with Shur Sinai, and we cannot reaffirm what was there. However, it's a mitzvah. Mutal Shvah la mitzvah la sotak kde zreit et atzmo af mishum shvah la ma'asinai yashvah kde kishvah tzitzke. It's a clip from the Rambam. And this you have, of course, the Gemara in Tmura and the Gemara in Dorim. But the Gemara speaks in one language, and there are outstanding issues of another language. Nein, ich bin nicht mehr geht damit zwar schön. Mal die Schwarte war kein immer Apostel in Tamna, aber ich bin natürlich schon nicht zu kennen. Warum ich war, wo ich war, Sinai, wo? Aber auch kann man schon nicht so in Afshe. Number one is the heter conditional part, that's the motivation. So ist in Afshe. It's part of his reasons. So ist es part of his Hashem. I to be with your zeus, be with the zeus, zeus. Is that a condition of the heter? Beyond that, another question which is reflected in that Gemara is what do we mean when we say about the Shvoin and the Mitzvah Sota? It's mutter to verbalize what would be a Shvur. But it's not chalas shvur. Moshe Rabbeinu has seen it. She was accepted a long time ago. What are you going to do? Add a second level, a second layer. You can't add to it. So all this is a hetel. Or is the shvur chal at some level? Or thirdly, there's a variable here. Depending on the motivation, if it's a zuz and afshe, so it's chal, because that's included in the passage about the kiyema. If it's not a zuz and afshe, the same shvur, the same text, would not be chal at all. But at any rate, as far as the heter is concerned, that the Rambam concludes this is a tzorech, based on that Gemara, Tmura and Dorim. And this is a positive mitzvah. How positive is not so clear in the Rambam. We'll see in a moment the distinction that he has. What would appear, must be the Lashon Shor de Linish. But the Lashon would appear, when Shor gave the mitzvah, it's a good thing. What a Paskin Tilis, what Dabar Baruch used to do. But it's a positive virtue. The Lashon Mutaladim and the Rambam could be read that this is the only option and not beyond that. The question I mentioned previously, just for your information, is the Shvur Chal at all or not? It's the Chol Shemesh Sushenim, which has to do with basic halachas in the world of Shvur's Bitui, the third parak, which we're not going to get into any great depth. Just mention as follows. Balmoyer and the Ran think that so much nishvah kaim is a mitzvah. There's no kol. That's because the Mishnah of Chozayin is in the Seder of Chachamim. And the kol is only if it's the Tzvah Reshus. Otherwise not. Have Malkis, but the Yechel Dvorah, they say there is. Shvur is chal, but it becomes like a nether. Kom Kishvur is only a parshin, Hagada Heitiv. Hagada Heitiv means not which is optional. So there is a column. That's the parsha, the end of parsha Vayikra. But that's not whether the shuah is chal or not. And the Yachad Dvarei that you have, but that is like him. The Rambam says in Afanot, the Baal HaMoer, the end of the third part. The Rambam should for a moment, the end of the Milchames, in the third part. חוזה שפירשנו חומר ובנדרים, ואילו בשבועות אינו כן, שפיקי בסדר עשה אינן חלות לא לחברה ולא למלכות, לא יחל דברו כתיב. חוצי שמיים אינן בכלל למיוטין מלאו לשבועה. עכשיו, בכלל שהוא אינן בכלל למיוטין מלאו לשבועה, לא דבר בעל המועזר. אצל ריח לדבורי, זה גמור הנדור, ולפתזן עם הבייז, גמור says that this is distinction between Chetzi Shemaim and human desires. And Pashat Gemara is, and the Rambam understands it, Chetzi Shemaim out of the ballpark. And I change by the Avor HaMitzvot, and I say, Lo Yachet Dvor, 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 Yachet, and Mechu Chetzi Shemaim. But the Baal HaMoer and the Rambam don't read the Gemara. If it's Chetzi Shemaim, which can't ravine the nether, then it doesn't take hold. Mechlo Chetzi Shemaim. If Chetzi Shemaim required that you should violate the nether, you violate it. L'yachal dvar, dvar l'yachal. Mechlo Chetzi Shemaim. If it's just it satisfies wounds and his pleasures, then you can't do it. L'yachal. Chetzi Shemaim, you are Mechlo. Now, maybe it's thinking more differently. L'yachal dvar, the world of Aflor, which is man's been given a certain measure of autonomy with regard to it. That's the world of Varashus. Where Chepti Shemaim, man is not involved. And then he goes out to the Gemara Volam, Rudish, Vekoyet HaMitzvah, Lomar, the Lomikri, Moses, Yishmael, Batol, it's a heter. And as a reason, Yiskar Ave, the Kachl, Shem Shemaim, the Mitzvah, the Zuz, Ben Afshar, Lebel, Elav. So Mechaz Rishonim is whether this is simply the mitzvah is a heter, but there's no shvur, or the shvur is actually chal with the malchus, but that no any call. That is the one case which the Rambam has, which acknowledges its tzorech, and within short shvur becomes a mitzvah. Let's say chiyu, but a mitzvah muta. Where the Rambam particularly stresses the positive aspect of Shavua is about Shavuos Dayan. That's the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, and you'll note immediately the distinction between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Gimel. Halacha Mutal Vishara. As Halacha Aleph begins, Shein Shu Hashem Shegel Lo Taaseh, כך מצוות עשה שישבה מי שנדחה ישועה בבית דין בשם שנאמר ישבות ישבה זו מצוות עשה שהשבועה בשמו הגדול והקדוש נדחה העבודה היא ידעו בקידוש גדול לא ישבה בשמו speaks for itself and of course in the background you echoes the pasuk אותו תעבוד ובשמות ישבה think of the Pasuk, the Eschanam, where there was no interposition of Vaisin Bok. Shashua Bishma Bidol Bakadosh Menachi Avodai Yidu Bikdu Shadol Lashua Bishma. There's a similar formulation here. Bezeti Yagdu Shashua Bishma Bishma Kshin Yitztarech Lekayim Devar Me'advarim עולה תשעה כי זה תהיה גדולה וכמו בעינוי כמו יתבר ושמו תשעה עולה כמו בעינוי. What you have here that you don't have in Sefer Mitzvahs is the specificity where you have the clearest manifestation. Something needs to be verified to determine what is the truth. And best. You tell your wife at the dinner table, you tell your friend over a cup of coffee, so maybe you made a mistake, but it's okay, but it's accurate. Best. There, the whole point of Bezdin is to discover truth and to establish it. Shavuah is part of the apparatus which is given to Bezdin in order to determine truth. So there, the concern with truth, and therefore the determination of truth, and the invocation of elements which are going to provide a standard of truth, that's critical. That's the heart of it. That's your shift to your Mishnah to that end. So here you're put to the test. What determines the standard of truth? Mishmot Yishuvayim. Now this is not radically different what Ram says in Sefer Mitzvahs, but fleshes out what is the prime example of this. And in this respect, of course, there's a difference between Al Khalif and Al Gimel. Al Khalif, with regard to Shvu'ah L'Shavar, mind you, Shvu'ah L'Shavar, establishing facts, determining truth. There, Shvu'ah L'Shavar is a positive mitzvah. Loch Gimel, we deal not with Shvu'ah L'Shavar, Shvu'ah L'Amor. From a certain point of view, and the Rambam himself thought so, from a certain point of view, how you relate to the future is also a question of the Shekhar and Emes. The time that you express the Shvu'ah is truth neutral. Tomorrow we'll know, you say you'll eat tomorrow. We'll know tomorrow whether you did or didn't, whether it was a truthful statement. But after you don't do tomorrow what you said that you would do, then turns out that that was a shekel. That's the Rambam thinks. Most Shem disagree. They think in Shul Shah, Allah, we pass Kiyon Ever, Lechal Dvor, not shekel. But even taking the Rambam's point of view, obviously the shekel which is involved in the Hobar is different than the shekel Rabba. Shekel Rabba eventually, in retrospect, that will turn out to have been a misstatement. So, what the most Rambam can say about Shul Shal, Lati, Mutalat of Rishal? Mutal. If there was an option. But the Hiddush and all of that, that I think is only Halakha Aleph, and therefore the tone of it is more moderate. It's that, but not beyond that. One could learn the Gemara differently. I say again that thinking differently from the Rambam, Shabbat Yivakiyema is also with God Shul Atid. That too is used to Shem Shemayim, not in order to deal with truth falsehood, in order to put obligation into place. What creates obligation and commitment? Shvu'ah L'Shavar. Now, all of this, of course, puts Shvu'ah L'Shavar in a different perspective for the Rambam and for many other Rishonim. For other Rishonim, Shvu'ah at best is an option. Beyond that, it's a necessary evil. What can you do? You can't get to the heart of the matter. You can't get dig into the facts, the body's volume. Without shvur, so with every heart, we have to swear. There's no hidu, there's no kiddush, there's no positive element about it. Puts shvur there in a totally different light. But the problem, of course, to try to understand the sugya, is not just how the Rambam manages with the Ravid and the Ramban and the other days that we've seen. Promise the Gemara itself. If you got a chance to go through it, the whole suite of Lamentas, we'll see more detail next time. What happens to God to Shavuot. And the Yonim do everything that they can in order to dissuade the person from being Nishma. Whole long description of here, how the world trembled, let's see, so here's the Yanaki, you don't have another Yanaki. Here, the not just the individual, but the context. The whole sugi is in that vein. It's called all these Hashem, you understand, because there's no, there's nothing to be gained by the Shavuot, and much to be lost. Quite a lot, evidently, he has a sugi, he quotes it. He really is a very positive element in Shavuot. But with one condition. What's the condition? It's emes. Yeah. If it's emes, it's wonderful. If not, then you're in deep trouble. The problem which the Gemara has for the Rambam is, which could have had, tried to set in two options. On one hand, the loss would be enormous if it's shekel. The whole world would tremble and shake. On the other hand, if it enhanced the Baruch Shemayim, Hidu, Kiddush, Gadol, Yishmoy, the Semes, should you run the risk? And the position of the Gemara here is, we're not going to take a chance. I can sway in every way. But it's a very different kind of choice for the Rambam than it is for the Rishayim. This reflected two of the Makiris which I drew your attention. One which is not implications of halacha, but strong attitudinal implications of halacha as well. The Gemara says here, Testament base. Quoting back, refer back to the price of the Testament Aleph. Married in Yishba, but turn it to be Yad. What the Baldova says, he doesn't want to swear, and then he'll pay. So he has to learn a bezin before the lawyer can dissuade him. Pay, I mean, get out of here, we don't run the risk of Shavuot. But to me, Yad. Marin in Shva. But this Lord's voice is swearing, and you win. On the issue of Rim Zeloze, Pasim Korach, Sula, Maral, Yosho, and Hashem Hashem Mele. But I know Hashem Hashem Mele in the plural. One is a Rashi, one is not a Rashi. So why is the Mishnah about the Kamash Mishnah because it's so with the Kamash Bili Amai what's the price to get Tanya Shavtaf or Shavtaf or Shneem Rabbi Chol Shavu or Shneem what does Chol Shavu or Shneem mean? Chol Zrash Rabbi Chalama Chol Shneem means says Rashi, Shnei Nashim Ba, so Tikdei Misom Amonor B'Yad Ne'eman, Boi Dechilul Hashem. Mavkid should have given Chayfetz, not Ne'eman, it was about a foul of problems. Ne'eman was never quite sure to clarify the facts. Should have been sensitive to the need to maintain society, community of trust. And he didn't do it. He gave us the Marchi Parchi, and then there's a Plonto. So he contributed indirectly, albeit indirectly, to Chilul Hashem. Not Chilul Hashem, but we understand what's going to be the newspaper, the television. But Chilul Hashem, as the Rambam understood, basically, the Shavuos, the Pgiya, the Shem Shemayim. That's what Rashi learns. So both are guilty at different levels. Mechal here doesn't tell us very much. But Saint Gemara appears at Mem Zayin. Says, "Well, I'm sure she Kloma. If Shal she can be a shaker, or tovei machine or love, Mashbio Bechinam, the thinking of a Shbio Halam Mashbio Bechinam, or Nishbak of him Nishbal shaker." That's what the other is. Either he's Nishbal Amos is shaker. If he's Nishbal shaker, so call it Rash would appear if Nishbal Amos, fine. Maybe Rashi would make such a party about it with the Rambam, Kiddush and Kiddush. But, okay. All the problems of the involvement of both Tzadim, all according to Rashi is Nishma L'Shekel. One of them is then responsible for being Nishma direct Shavua. The other is responsible to indirectly set up the situation. Rabbi Chanan says no. Either way, somebody here has done something wrong with regard to Shavua. If the Shavua was, if he was Nishbal Shekel, the Chagor is the Chagorat. What is Nishbal Emes? Nishbal Emes, Mashbiyah Chinam, unless say Shavua. Rashi's Pshat could be very constant with Rambam. Chalal's Pshat, I think clearly, is not aligned with Rambam. So the opportunity, here was an occasion in which there was a celebration of Shem Shemayim, Hidu Kiddush God Lachi Aveda. So what's so terrible? Why is Hashem Moshe Aveda? Here was the end of Mr. Shem. I think possibly also La Lachi. The Sugim of Metzir, which the Gemara deals with, not only the Lash of the Gemara, is if you'd Hashem Hashem Meshuasa. First, it's Chashem Mom, it's Chashem Shavua. What's the point of the Gemara? The Gemara's question is as follows. What's the point of making Shavua? If he's an honest person, he's not going to lie without a Shavua. And if he really owes the money, and if he's a Shebechinam, and the Chavis is lost with Shia, acknowledges his responsibility, he'll pay. No of us. You think maybe he's not an honest person. So what does Ben for the Shavua be? So Nishba lied to his teeth. So what's the point of making Shavua? So of course the answer is, if you have a population which is insensitive to the Isol HaSiksel, sensitive to other things, maybe most of that cast of people who needs the Ben HaMachveir, Ben HaMachveir, Ben HaMachveir, so Ben HaMachveir gets a lot of nish, but that bothers him. Or maybe the Chlal, Shavuah, has mystical implications, the people are afraid. This is another time. Is it such a population? if there's such a population, so this Moreh Shavua falls off. Without a Shavua, 20% don't lie. 60% don't lie. With a Shavua, 20% don't lie. For those 40%, it's worth a bigger Shavua. So what's the Machlokes thing about? Sociological question, is there such a population? There certainly is such a population. If one can deal with the question of its size, certainly such a population. So what's the issue? My understanding is, the issue is very simple. If there's such a population, let's settle 40%. But whatever, there is such a population. But the question may arise, if it's going to be up with that slice of the population, do we want to have a shvur, and not all the rest of a shvur, in order to take care of that particular segment of the population? It's not a question, are there such people, or how many people like that there are? If there are, and we can agree on how many there are, roughly. But Lamai said, where will that bring, to where will that lead us? What have a shvur, what have a shvur? In order to attain the benefits, that maybe we're going to hit those 40%. Here I think that will make a great deal of difference what you add to the Pashur. If you think of Rabbeinu Chananel, every Shur is catastrophe. And no matter how you swear, it's calamity. So you're running risk of Shur Shekel. In no way offset by the possible benefit of Shur Semes. Of course, the readiness, the willingness to run the risk will greatly reduce if it's pure risk. But if you think that the Rambam, in one direction is a risk. In the other direction, there's a benefit. Then the readiness to pursue that route will be considerably increased if I view it from that perspective, the other perspective. I think this is a good way of understanding the Gemara itself, and to the best man's of Hashem, there's no clear explanation as to what Machlokes is. But if someone wants to take it as a statistical issue, sociological issue, something else, that's that kind of thing we do. So I think it would be much easier to understand it this way. Alright, what we did today was deal with attitudes to Shavuot, the concentric circles, if you will, attitudes to the world of Aflai in general, which we dealt partially, could be other elements introduced by the attitude to Nazir, good, not good, etc. But in broad terms, that of Shavuot, and the other of Aflai, Shavuot in general, various kinds, and Shavuot Yom Kippur in particular, how these are regarded at one level, how the pasuk is to be understood, and of course in light of that, what halachas, what attitudes emerge from that in terms of the hetter, in terms of Yisurim, in terms of the chiyuv. And here we saw a wide range of views amongst the shenim, starting to understand the pasuk and what conclusions to draw from it. And the price, of course, we noted some variables, depending which shvur we're talking about, depending what to what end, to what cause we're talking about, who is doing the binishva, all these variables of great significance trying to determine how much relate to shvur. Include also the page of the last time. Who cares to deal with the definition of Shavuot, so you don't know what the term means. Start with that mission next time. I would very much encourage you, even if you don't finish every detail, so next time you learn through the Gemara, if you haven't done it as yet, until the colon, so the Tavishnik Yesif. Now, in particular areas that we deal with. We want the law to keep its chafetz. start with that. I think I should be delayed. Market for a reason for a definition of chayfetz. You're going to take a look at what's the Rashi and Tesis of Hanot. Take note of the Tesis of the Abuska from the other day. Speaks of Mushra Piachet, one of the guys to me. She was beat to me as well as the Melech Kiddush. The definition of chayfetz, what we have in the Gemara here in the Rishenim, and the Mifan of the Miri, that's a particular edition. That's one. And the Rosh, what's the reason for chayfetz? We lost the deal, well, not so much now, which Shavuos to give chayfetz applicable. We have three layers of Shavuos. Shavuos HaMishnah, Shavuos the Torah, Shavuos HaMishnah, which we have in Leitlin, beginning of the next part, and Shavuos Esses. But all this was the more full of a year than one of Mem Aleph. So the more deals here, Shavuos requiring Hashem. Shem Shem and Yukhain Kina. Go through the Gemara here. Particularly, Gemara Flamed Hei. Flamed Hei, well, look at after Mishneh. And then at the bottom, near the bottom of Abadiyam Bei, the Chotinu El Chayavi. Until all my visa khani yame by shvua kabazwarim, so roughly what branches out. Now there are two issues we have to deal with primarily. One is the requirement for Shem. Requirement, you don't require it. That's this. And Shem are very curious kinds. The Shem, the Shem Amyuchad, Shem Avaya, and Shem Adni. Shiva Shem and Shem Chokin. And Kinuim. What do you need? What don't you need? It's the Gemara here. The Rambam and Rav in Perek Beis, Chesvus, or Gimel Dalet. The Ran here to some extent. And we also offer to look at the Ran in the Dorim, first Amid, about three quarters of the way down. But Shvu requiring Hashem. That's one, and that will have to come back from over here by us, what the Chavayi holds, the Chavayi holds. Secondly, this Gemara, and part of the Yisoyis, uses the question of the relationship between Shem, between Shavuah, and Klola. The key term here being Allah. To that Shavuah says, Shem HaKol Allah. The term Allah appears there. It appears repeatedly in Shlomo's Tefillin by Ches Melachim and was quoted by the Shem from there. Take a look at the Tefillin there, the part of the deal with Shavuot. Chazal and, of course, with the part of Seita. Chazal, you have this Gemara here, the Gemara said that Shavuot Ches, the Yerushalmi and Seita on that Mishneh, and the Sifri. In Parsha of Seita, whether you require Allah and Shavuah, Klal and Shavuah, Shavuah instead of Klal, what is the relation between the two? The Netziv, the Spirush on the Sifri, I found very helpful on that Sugya, it's in the middle of Parsha Nasi. Now that is relevant to to understand it was all Shvua in terms of Chazal. Then we're also dealing with the Rashi here at the end. What happened to every scene? I told you about this last time, but what happened to every scene? You have the Rashi here, Sugin Git, the Flamindhei, and the Raivid towards the end of Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Shavuos. That's fairly clear. However, I distinguished here the letter Rashi between what happened to Chazal's times, but I was not as they were saying. Is it possible that this rejection, as it were, Shavuot, as a means, because of problems related to it, goes back to Chazal? This Rav had discovered in Shari Shavuos, in the back of the Gemara here, Pirush described to him, to Rav Nissim. He clearly held that way. It would be much easier if you look at the Shavuos, this is a little safer, if I go in. At the very beginning, in this edition, the first couple of pages, see it clearly. Till it starts here and the pages start to like a test for some reason. It goes to your base. I think I told you last time that it had been printed separately. I thought it was a separate volume. I got home, I double checked. It's in the back of the volume, which is saved by the Memkil. But there's as much hand here to go around. Everybody will get me on, but I told you that now. If we do, it'll be, we've got Tafi Roshel and Embro, but Yeshua needs to be Roshel HaKadosh. You look at the Rimigash, and I'm a pack it off, but I doubt we'll get it. Okay.
You're in the car. I got a new computer.
So you go out and run the files for the new thing, or?
I wasn't sure. I didn't check it. I would be surprised if that's the best way.
Envision.com. Thank you,
I would be surprised if that's the best way.
To say, right at the terminal, what are you supposed to do? We only need to
make a left, and a right. Let's see what he's doing. You're always pulling under the thing.
Walking without anything. Okay. Who's
I don't go towards Russian Shari Tzedek.
You see the Christian Shari Tzedek and make left on it? The Christian Shari Tzedek on crosses.